At what point do you have to see the real economy catch up a bit to some of these big tech behemoths in order to keep the street going?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think we've actually we're starting to see some of the AI monetization themes play itself out, which is really what's getting the market excited at this point in time, right? I think you look at an Anthropic and you know potentially looking at a $50 billion run rate by in June on an ARR perspective and continuing to go up. Really at this point in time, only limited by their compute. But we're seeing the use cases, we're seeing greater, we're seeing a lot of these pilot use cases go into AI production mode. I mean, you just saw Salesforce report this week, and you kind of see the usage rates really go up significantly just on a quarter-over-quarter basis. We think that continues into the second half of this year. So enterprises are adopting this stuff. You're seeing those use cases go up. And as a result, as long as we continue to see what we're seeing from a company like Anthropic and only continue to be limited by the compute availability, I think, this AI infrastructure build theme continues to work here.
Is Anthropic eating OpenAI's lunch?
It looks like it, right? I mean, you kind of look at the headlines at this point in time. Clearly it seems like Anthropic was right to focus almost exclusively on the enterprise side. And you kind of look at just the tools that they've come out with at this point in time, the focus more on security. I'd say you kind of look at where the enterprise space is really gravitating to, and it looks like, Anthropic is definitely winning here over the last kind of 2 to 3 quarters. And again, I mean, it's still early days, and I wouldn't necessarily count OpenAI out, but at least at this point in time, I think Anthropic's been the clear winner here over the last couple of quarters.